Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for joining us on the program today. Tools for Stability is a multifaceted and impressive collection of tips for mental health, anger management, stress management, how to work with doctors, how to deal with medications, tips on saving money. The author is Melva Freeman. Her book is composed of tools she has learned not necessarily from doctors, but from her own experiences. She wrote the book to help others learn quickly what has taken her 25 years to learn. She knows full well how difficult it is to fight mental illness alone. Melva lives in California. She has worked part-time for 15 years at Disability Service and Legal Center, an independent living center that helps people with disabilities live with independence. She formerly worked with a homeless or near homeless, helping them to find housing. Tools for Stability chronicles Melva's own struggles with mental illness and how she was able to overcome them. Melva Freeman, our guest on today's This Week in America. Melva, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This is such an important book and important story. Let's start off by talking about this really is what, based on your experiences, as I mentioned, this is a book that basically, at least mentally, you've been writing for, what, 25 years as you were going through all of these problems yourself?
Yes.
And it started off, as I understand, what is a workshop and then evolved into the book. It took 25 years to put this together. And let's talk about the struggles you went through. You talk in the book about if you looked at yourself, if people looked at you, they really wouldn't think that you had any problems. You have what you call a hidden disability. Talk about that, because this is probably the case with so many other people.
It's probably the case of most people with mental illness, unless they're active in their mental illness. But there's a lot of famous people that have mental illness, and they don't look ill. It's a hidden disability.
Yeah, you talk about it almost like diabetes or heart disease. It's something that people would look at you and not even realize. One of the things that you point out in the book is helping people get through this and the difficulty of doing it alone. Talk about that.
Well, it's just very difficult to deal with. I keep having my medication changed, and the importance of sleep to keep the symptoms away.
Yes, sleep is something, and I'll talk about that here in a second, because that's really something you talk about in the book that's a key to this. If somebody is thinking, okay, this is another self-help book, this book really is unique, isn't it? It takes it from a whole different perspective.
Right. I talk about all my mental illness, but I also talk about tools that can help anybody with any problem, like financial problems, stress and anger management problems, and relationship problems, and all kinds of things.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues that Melva talks about in her book. The book is Tools for Stability. Melva Freeman is the author. You'll find the book at bookventure.com, the bookstore, of course, at Amazon. At Amazon, look for Tools for Stability by Melva Freeman. That will take you to the latest edition of the book. And you can get all this information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Two things that you focus on that are so important in everybody's lives, anger management and stress management. Let's start by talking about anger and how many problems this creates. And you break it down into destructive anger problems versus constructive anger. Talk about anger and how that really drives so much of the mental issues that we are facing.
Well, I figure there are three different types of anger that are destructive anger. And one is rage, being out of control, using verbal and physical abuse, stuffing it, which could be a good thing for your safety if that's in jeopardy, but it's not very good for your relationships. And the other one is passive-aggressive, and how that hurts you. And our world is full of angry people, as you all know. And our prisons and mental institutions are full of angry people. They can be inmates, guards, patients, visitors, or staff. And I wonder what our world would be like if we all knew how to deal with and practice with our anger in a healthy way. Would wars happen? Would family relationships be better, lowering the divorce rate? Would bullying stop in our schools and workplaces? Can you imagine peace happening because everybody knew how to deal with their anger in a healthy way?
Well, and you talk about that so much in with so many useful tips in the book Tools for Stability, The Tools for Stability by Melma Freeman. And you can link onto her book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about anger being a natural emotion.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, because it is natural. We all are going to get angry. Talk about in your situation and how you learn to deal with that, to go through some of the steps that you talk about in the book, that you can put anger basically put in perspective and not let it dictate your life and how you treat other people.
Well, one of the things I learned was that the way I was dealing with my anger was in a destructive way with relationships. In fact, that's probably why I'm divorced right now. But there's other ways to deal with anger in a healthy way. One of them is writing and taking a break from the situation. Just say, you know, like, I feel very angry and I need a time out. Give yourself a time out. And I can give you an example of when I was very angry. I was molested as a child by a babysitter, and I realized that after many years of struggling with the nightmares and stuff, that the babysitter was only 14 years old and probably had raging hormones and an immature brain. And I finally could write a letter of forgiveness. And I wrote this letter and decided not to send it, but I burned it in a barbecue at the park. And what was amazing is my nightmare stopped.
And you talk about the power of journaling, and talk a little bit more about that, because it's so easy to do, and in your case, just the fact of writing it down, expressing it, that took that off your mind, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And what was amazing is before I wrote my book, I would compulsively write in my journal and write for hours and hours. And after I wrote my book, I don't do as much journaling. I have a journal technique that's called the cluster technique, which is just words and circles and lines and stuff. And I mentioned that in the book. It's the bubble technique. And since I did that, I haven't been compulsively writing. So I think, you know, like, God had me write what I needed to write and then left me alone for my enjoyment of life.
Well, that, yes. And let's talk about that, the decision to write the book. As I say, this began as workshops, and everybody was encouraging you to write a book. And it's easy to encourage somebody, but you're the one that they are trying to get to write the book. How difficult was that to go back and open up about your life and maybe relive some of these experiences that were in your past to write the book? And, of course, the purpose of the book is to help other people. How difficult a process was this for you?
Well, it started off as a one-page workshop with words on that helped both me and my coworker that had bipolar stay stable, like gardening and taking your meds and sleeping and doctor's visits and stuff. And when my coworker left, I realized that people wouldn't remember what I said. So I started writing paragraphs and handing out packets. And I would hand out poetry and that helped me, and packets and of paragraphs and stuff that helped. And then people encouraged me to write the book, and I thought it's easier than making packets all the time. So.
Well, that, yes, it can help so many people, which it's doing. And this is interesting because you talk about the fact that mental health can impact all of us, and we really don't have to have any type of noticeable mental condition to benefit from the book. And we'll talk about a few of the topics in there, but this book can really help everybody, can't it?
Yes, it can. And it can help relationships. I've had people tell me that they didn't get divorced because of the book.
Which is amazing, the power of the book. And the book is Tools for Stability. Melba Freeman is our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon. You'll have to put in the name of the book, Tools for Stability, and the name of the author, Melba Freeman. You'll find it at bookventure.com as well. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly to get information on the book. One of the things you talk about maybe the most important key for good mental health is something that's simple, something that we all can do if we put our mind to it, and that's sleep. And you mentioned that before. Talk about the role of sleep in managing stress and managing anger as well.
Well, one of the things with the sleep, I have to get 12 to 14 hours of sleep at night to stay stable. And I realized a long time ago I was sleeping 8 hours and I kept having to go to the hospital and couldn't understand why I had to go to the hospital for 8 hours of sleep. But I have a sleep log or a sleep scale in the book that tells you when you have to go to the hospital and when you don't and when you're normal. And I realized that I had, as a young person, slept 12 to 14 hours a night. And as I slept like that as a kid. And so I started making sure I got that amount of sleep. And recently I got diagnosed with sleep apnea, so I'm anxious to see how that's going to work out. I haven't gotten my CPAP machine yet, but hopefully it'll help me so I won't have to sleep so many hours, but still stay out of the hospital.
And you talk in the book about a lack of sleep as a sign of stress. It's also a sign of anger. If you find yourself getting, just a hair trigger anger mechanism, that can probably be traced back to lack of sleep as well, can't it?
Yeah, and that's what journaling helps.
Yes.
To find out why you're angry and how that bubble technique can help you get back to sleep and stuff like that, and how to deal with your anger. And read the chapter. That I think there's like 28 different things for constructive anger management that can help with sleep and the anger.
And obviously, if you read these and implement these, you will make some changes in your lives. Melva is a perfect example of that. It literally turned her life around. She's sharing it in her book, The Tools for Stability. Melva Freeman, our guest on the program. Time going by way too quickly. Briefly, I want to talk about some of the others in there. But again, these are things that we can use in our lives to control anger, to control stress, not going to cost us anything. One thing you talk about is basically have some quiet time. Turn off the TV, the computer, cell phones, other electronic devices. Talk about that, because for so many people, quiet is bad. They really don't like to spend time quiet. That's really important, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is very important.
And how important was that for you? I know you were listening to music, for example, is a release. If you're actually enjoying the music, not just background music, but you're actually listening and enjoying the music.
Right. And sometimes people just have it on as background noise.
Yes, in the background they have no idea what's going on, but again, they're apparently concerned about having too much quiet, so they decide to fill that with some noise of some kind. And laughing
right.
is something else that you talk about is so important, to find something that's joyful in your day every day.
Uh-huh. I pass along a lot of funny things from Facebook. Facebook with the politics in our country, it has politics on there too, but I try and pass on the fun things and inspirational fun things and to people so that they can have some enjoyment in their life.
Yes, the real meaning of Facebook, why it was designed in the first place for our enjoyment and sharing things, positive things with other people. In the book, you mentioned
right.
you've talked about a number of issues there as well. And these, so many are important. How to work with doctors, how to deal with medications, and tips on saving money. I'm going to run those three together, but talk about that, because what you're saying are issues that you went through, and you know how overcoming, how intimidating all of these are. When you're struggling as you were to be hit with doctors and medications, and then you're getting bills at the end of every session, really can be overwhelming, can't it?
Yes, very much so. And that's what sent me back to the hospital all the time, because I was worried about the bills and stuff and wouldn't sleep. And so I finally got my bills all paid off and my money management skills are strong so that I can balance my checkbook all the time and keep a budget and know where my money goes, and I save up during the year to pay off my insurance and stuff that's going to cost me interest, so I don't have to have interest payments. So.
Well, yeah, and there's got to be a calmness involved in that, isn't there? When you know where everything is and you feel like you're on top of the situation, rather than the situation driving your response.
Right.
The book is called Tools for Stability. With us on the program is the author, Melva Freeman. You'll find it at Amazon. Look for Tools for Stability by Melva Freeman. The book is also available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. Link on, get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know another goal of the book that's important to you is to erase the stigma of mental illness and some of the public reaction to that. Talk about that, because is it something that you think is changing now, since we seem to know more and more about the problem?
Well, the problem is people try to change each other, and you can't do that. You can only change yourself. And I think about our politics in the world. You can write letters and protest and do all kinds of things, but you're not going to change anything in the world that happens. You can only change yourself. And if you work on changing yourself, it kind of, the peace of yourself radiates into others and can make stronger relationships and stuff. And if you just change yourself, you'll see how magically it gives you peace in our troubled world, where we have shootings and violence and everything like that you can't change. You can only change yourself.
And one thing you talk about that's such a powerful message, and again, a very simple message, as you were dealing with all of these issues, you didn't let it stop you from life. And I would assume that's one of the keys you would like to leave with people in the workshop and, of course, in the book, is don't let it interfere with your life.
Right. Don't let it destroy your own life.
Yes.
And if you work toward peace in your, within yourself, then you can still have peace. Like, I don't pay much attention to politics, although I hear about them, and I see them on Facebook and stuff like that. So I know we have a troubled world and stuff, but I personally am at peace. And I recently lost my job, so I've been looking for jobs, and even with that stress, I have peace.
Well, there are lessons for so many people, and basically all of us in the book. And I know another goal, I got about 30 seconds here, but you really would like to get this book in schools, wouldn't you? Because this would be very helpful to talk to people, children and young adults at an early age, so they have some keys to handle what they're about to get into when they enter real life.
Right. And I think the anger management is especially important for children.
Yes, and we see that so often.
If they don't know how to deal with their anger in a healthy way, they're going to end up bullying or being bullied or whatever. And I think it's important for them to learn. Probably the majority of people don't know how to deal with their anger, I'm assuming. I know I was taught when I was a child not to get angry. I wasn't allowed to be angry, but my parents were angry. And I dealt with all the passive aggression and stuff like that, and the different types of destructive anger, like the rage and the stuffing it and stuff. And I had all those ways of dealing with my anger, but that wasn't healthy for me.
And you are very honest and open about that, and constructively talking about practicing constructive anger. All of this is in the book, Tools for Stability, by our guest on the program, Melva Freeman. The book is available at Amazon.com. Just go in and put in Tools for Stability by Melva Freeman, also available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. Melva, this book is helping people, will continue to help many more people worldwide. I appreciate having you on the program today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. And once again, the book is Tools for Stability. The author is Melva Freeman. Information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.